Like the place is packed today, so and I was already teasing Tom and Brad that they're getting within spitting distance here, and but we're so glad to see all of you, and we want to welcome all of you this morning, and we hope that you enjoy God's presence as we gather today. And you should have noticed that there's some inserts. I hope you got those inserts. If you didn't, you may want to talk to the ladies. You don't necessarily have to have the sermon insert, but you do need the other ones that has the hymns on it and everything. And so we want to welcome you today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about the blessings that God has been pouring into our lives since baptism, and really even before that. And so, as we join together and begin our service, let's stand. Yes, if you can. If you prefer not to, that's okay. We're going to sing our Gloria Patria. For our call to worship there in your bulletin. Come, give thanks to the Lord of glory.
We come this day grateful for God's wondrous gifts.
Let every soul sing God's praises.
Let the mountains tremble and the seas roar.
Praise the King of glory who guides our lives.
Praise to the Lord of hosts who watches over us.
All right, let's turn in there our insert. Three verses of blessed assurance.
Spirit washed in his blood.
join together there in our bulletin for our opening prayer. Creator God, we come before you today in praise. Let our hearts sing boldly of your wondrous blessings in Christ. We celebrate your love and grace with us as we worship today, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to skip over the children's time. I know Chase is here, but we'll be fine without that. He's almost at that age where he won't have to come up anymore. So we're going to go right into our prayer time this morning. And so maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. So someone this morning. Yes.
I know the last time I was here, I asked a prayer for Trevor and Zanker. He's a good friend of our family. And I'm sorry if I cry. Trevor was at our pool on a Saturday night. And the doctor had told him that he only had 2 months to live. His father has been struggling to get a motor for his tractor so he could pull at least one more time. Well, Saturday night, the motor he got was crap, so they put in his uncle's motor in his tractor, and he pulled. And Trevor won. And it was so amazing. I never knew so many people that are hard-nosed tractor pullers crying and laughing and everything, but everybody was so proud, and everybody gave God the glory for it.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Thank God for that. Thank you for sharing that blessing. Someone else? Anyone else this morning? Yes.
I have an unspoken prayer. It's for part of the family, but I can't tell it now till we see what the test results are.
Okay. So we want to pray for that need, and we know God knows that unspoken need there. Someone else? Yes.
I have a friend, Barb. She's having some health issues, actually from her head to her toes. But she has, they're going to do tomorrow a biopsy under her arm for some lymph nodes. She's really nervous. So she's early 70s.
Okay.
So, and my husband is having his first carpal tunnel surgery on Thursday. So 3 weeks later, he'll have the other one.
Okay, so we want to remember Barb in our prayers. And regarding this biopsy, and Kevin with the carpal tunnel surgery. And so we want to remember them this morning. Someone else? Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay, we have another one there. Someone else?
Eddie's had a rough week this week.
So we want to remember Betty in our prayers, asking for God's strength and touch for her. Anybody else this morning? Everybody?
Unspoken else.
Okay. Another unspoken. Anyone else? All right. So we have those several this morning, and we want to continue. It's not this week, is it, Kathy? Is it next week when Bonnie's going to have surgery?
The 28th.
Oh, okay. So it's couple weeks yet. Okay. So we want to continue praying for Bonnie and asking for God's healing touch for her. She's going to be going in on the 28th to have that tumor removed. And ask for your continued prayers for Jody's dad, Bruce, as we have been praying for both of those. Is going through chemo treatments and strength and healing for the colon cancer. And then we always think about so many on our monthly prayer list that where we've moved so many there. I know both Bonnie and Bruce are on there, continuing to ask for special prayers for them. And and God's healing touch there with the doctors that are working, and the medications and medicines. So, anybody else? All right. Carla's going to play just a little bit. And while she does, I'll give you a chance there just to quietly pray there in your seats for maybe some of these names that have been mentioned. And then I'll come and close us out. Today, we thank you for the rain that we've received, the blessing that it is for the crops, for our lawns, for our flowers. And God, we are just so thankful for all the amazing things, for creation itself, the wonder of life, even sometimes in our struggles as human beings, in our frailty, our weakness, our vulnerability. Sometimes, Lord, it's hard. And we definitely need your strength and your grace and those that would bring encouragement to us along the way. Thank you for friends and family and loved ones that are there with us, that support us and encourage us during times of difficulty. And Lord, we are so grateful for the blessings of your grace that are just beyond our imagination, things that you are doing in our lives that often we are not even realizing that is happening, and at other times we do recognize and are aware. And so we're thankful today, Lord, and we lift up those that have been mentioned, Lord. We think of Betty today that needs your healing touch and strength. We lift up Kevin, that's going to be going through the surgery on his hands this week, God, that you'll guide and direct the surgeons. Thank you for their giftedness and their abilities, and we just pray your blessing there. We lift up Barb to you with these different health issues, God, but especially going through the biopsy this week. Lord, that you'll just be with her and give her your strength, give her your peace. And Lord, we just trust you for a good report and as they do that. And Lord, we lift up Bonnie to you today, asking for your continued healing, strength, and grace. And then her upcoming surgery at the end of the month. God, may you just guide and direct and bless there. And Lord, we continue to lift up Bruce, Lord, asking for your healing, strength, and touch and grace there, as he's going through these treatments, and just pray that you'll continue to give him that strength and that appetite to be able to eat during this time, and that your healing touch will continue to touch those spots in his lung and his liver and then in his colon, Lord. And we're thankful for that today. And Lord, we just continue to lift up those on our monthly list. So many of them are battling cancer, and we just pray for your healing touch, your grace, for your strength, as many of them are going through their treatments, that you will be with them, and we thank you for that. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs today. Lord, we know that you know each one of those, and we just ask that your grace would be extended into those situations, into those maybe certain persons. I don't know, Lord, exactly, but you do, and we just pray that your hand will work in those situations as only you can do. And Lord, we just continue to lift up so many that we have been praying for over the last several years during all the COVID. We think about our leaders, national, state, and local. We think about first responders and medical people, and Lord, we're just grateful and thankful for their working there, and those frontline workers, Lord, and we continue to pray for your blessing there. And Lord, we think about our shut-ins, Lord, and we just ask that you will continue to watch over them and give them your strength and be with them. And Lord, we continue to lift up our nation, but not only just our nation, but the nations around the world, as there are many countries are still facing the battles of COVID, and so many that have been afflicted by that in various places around the world. We just ask for your continued grace and your healing touch. And as many places are beginning now to get the vaccines, we're thankful and grateful for all of those things. And we continue to pray for your peace and your guidance for our world. And we're thankful for each one that's here today. Thank you that we can gather together as your people, and we can worship together, and then we can break the bread of your word and at the table today. We ask your blessing upon that, each of those, as you feed our soul and minister to us with your grace. And then afterwards, Lord, as we share together in the blessing during our fellowship time and eat and share the time together with one another. Thank you for all of those things. Continue to use us to be a blessing wherever we go, as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and so we want to just say thank you for your blessings in those areas, that we can continue the work of the ministry of the church here, and also then continue being a blessing into our community through the various other ministries that we support and help throughout the year. So as our ushers come this morning and make their way up here, God bless you as you give today. bulletin for our dedication. Gracious God, take these gifts and bless them, and let them serve your people at home and throughout the world. In your name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. So if you have your little insert that had the hymns on, if you'll flip it over on the back, there is our scripture reading this morning that you'll be able to follow along with. Coming from Ephesians chapter 1, which is our lectionary Pauline letter that we're going to be reading today. Coming there from chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and I'm reading from the Common English Bible. Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven. God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless in God's presence before the creation of the world. God destined us to be his adopted children through Jesus Christ because of his love. This was according to his goodwill and plan, and to honor his glorious grace that he has given to each of us freely through the Son whom he loves. We have been ransomed through his Son's blood, and we have forgiveness for our failures based on his overflowing grace, which he poured over us with wisdom and understanding. God revealed his hidden designs to us, which according to his goodwill and the plan that he intended to accomplish through his Son. This is what God planned for the climax of all times: to bring all things together in Christ, the things in heaven, along with the things on earth. We have also received an inheritance in Christ. We are destined by the plan of God, who accomplishes everything according to his design. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first to hope in Christ. You too heard the word of truth in Christ, which is the good news of your salvation. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit because you believed in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the down payment on our inheritance, which is applied towards our redemption as God's own people, resulting in the honor of God's glory. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. So I'm going to move a little bit so I can see everybody better and nobody's kind of hiding behind me. You're okay. And so I heard a story this week about a first grade teacher that wanted to teach her first graders the importance of how smart they are and build some confidence in them. So she looked out at the class and she said, "All of you that are dumb, I want you to stand up." Well, just like she wanted, nobody stood up until little Johnny finally stood up. And the teacher goes, "Oh, Johnny, why did you stand up? You're not dumb." And he goes, "Oh, I know, teacher, but I didn't want you to feel like you were dumb." Pretty smart kid, huh? I don't even know why I thought of this, because I preached through some of Ephesians before and Paul's letters. But for some reason, when I started working on this and reflecting on this passage this week, I remembered the very first time as a teenager, probably about 16, somewhere in there. Because much before that, I didn't really read through the Bible that much, maybe once in a great while. But I remember the first time I read through the book of Ephesians. And here's how I want to describe this. It was like drinking cold lemonade on a hot day. Because it was just like I just began to devour it. Marking up the pages, circling words in my Bible as I read through the pages of Ephesians. Every sentence and words just kind of jumped out at me and spoke to me. And as I thought about our reading today, I thought about how, and sometimes it drives Jody nuts, how Chase and I can get started on some kind of a conversation and we just, and back and forth we go, you know, talking without barely taking a breath. And the reason I shared that is because that's what Paul does here in the verses we just read. In the Greek, when it was written, okay, for you English teachers, it is one long 220-word sentence. Nonstop. Why is that? Because it's kind of a cadence of praise. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it just goes on. It's just filled. He's praising God for all that God has done for us because of Jesus Christ. And I was struck by how much Paul's words reminded me of our doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Because that's kind of what it is. In fact, one author, I'll tell you who it is, Chuck Swindoll, called this, and I think he was basing that off of, what was his name? The comedian that was on in the evenings, like at 11 o'clock at night, David Letterman. There you go. Remember, David Letterman would always have the top 10 this, the top 10 that, and Chuck Swindoll called these the top 10 reasons why we should praise God. And from these opening words, we realize the extent and the intensity of the blessings God has showered upon us. And so I know I can't touch on all of them, and I could have gone 100 different ways, and I have in the other sermons, but this time I went in a couple different ways, and I want to focus on two of them this morning to see how, because I don't want to leave that aspect of how blessed we are out of it. So my first one, if you're following along on the sermon insert there this morning, the first there is we are blessed. We are blessed. Paul is telling us that God bestows every kind, and here's your next word, every kind of favor. Every kind of favor upon us. So let me just say something here. The Greek word that he uses here, which we think of sometimes as grace, or blessing, depending on how you use it in different contexts, can also mean God's favor. Things that God showers into our lives, brings into our lives in various ways. Paul calls them spiritual blessings. Now, that just doesn't mean, even though he talks about it, forgiveness, love, grace, all of those things, but it means all the blessings that we really experience because of what God has done. And all of these experiences are what takes place in our lives because of the Holy Spirit living in us. And I want you to see that it is in God's nature to bless. I've shared this with you before. There's a lot of people out there throughout the world and in America that they think God is this old grumpy man up in heaven that can't wait to spank us or punish us for when we don't do things right. And that is a distortion of the Bible and everything else. God, it is in the nature of God to bless. And I like what Lynn Kohack, who teaches at, I think it's Wheaton University. No, wait a minute. No, she's at Northern Seminary now. In her commentary on Ephesians says this, think about this for a minute. These blessings are as unlimited as the universe. Think about that for a minute. It still boggles my mind. And I remember the first time I read Stephen Hawking's book on the universe. It's beyond our understanding and imagination that it takes us hundreds of light years to get to places that we can't imagine. That's how big, and it's continuing to happen. Paul says that these blessings in our lives are the result of what God has done. There's no doubt in my mind that God has blessed our lives in ways that we can't even imagine, and will continue to do that, even when we struggle, even when the days are difficult, even when our strength is given out, even when the doctor says, you may need to do this because this is starting to happen. You know, all of those things, that as life goes on, God is there with us, blessing in spite of all those things. And the reason is because your next thing there is God is the one who blesses us in Christ. There's your next word, Christ. In Christ is one of Paul's favorite expressions in all of his writings. And Paul uses it for our connection, our union, and our participation with Christ. He says, you were buried with him in baptism, and now you rise up to walk in newness of life through that. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about by our participation. Christ didn't just die on the cross, was buried, and rose for something mystical and spiritual that's out there floating around. It's something that we experience in our lives when we came to faith and were baptized. And Paul says that we are participating in Christ's very life. And when Paul declares God has blessed us, he is referring to those who have trusted in him. And we know that trust is an ongoing experience in our lives. We never stop doing it. We don't just do it one time when we got baptized and then never. It's a daily experience that we walk in. And it's part of our lives. And that's because he is blessing us. We are blessed. Second thing is, and I really like this, is we are chosen. We are chosen. That's your next word there. In fact, Paul says that God adopted us, is your next word, in Christ before the creation of the world. Okay, see if anybody of you remember this. I sure do. How many of you remember when you were back in school, elementary, junior high, in gym classes, when you're getting ready to play something, whatever it was, kickball, softball, whatever, and the two captains would be picked, and they would come up, and they would start picking people to be on your team. And guess what, you Chase? What was what you did not want to happen when they started picking people?
Pick all the best players, and you're stuck with all the players that are
absolute gold. No. Well, that's the reason why, but you personally, what did you not want to happen to you?
Get picked on the bad team.
No. You get picked last. See, you can see where Chase is thinking is about winning versus losing. To get picked last. None of us wanted to get picked last. You know, because you all, it just said that you were not good at that sport or whatever. The worst thing was about that. But here's the good news this morning. With God in Christ Jesus, Paul says we have been chosen first before the foundation world. Think about that. That boggles my mind when I think about that. God already had a plan in store for people in his son, Jesus Christ. And not only that, but he says, hey, you haven't only been picked first, but you've been sealed. My stamp of approval has been put on you. And guess what? Nobody can break that seal. It's there with you. Now, if you've watched any of those old movies where maybe in England, where the king, you know, they drip the candle wax, and then the king takes his signet ring and pushes down on it, and it seals the envelope shut. You know, or they do that with scrolls. I've talked to you about that before. That's the idea that's coming across And it's saying that you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. That can't be taken away. Think about that. God planned in Christ before the creation of the world for us to be adopted and become a part of his family and redeemed as God's beloved. And notice what he says there, that we are blameless in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean we're perfect, because none of us are. But you know what that does mean? That means God sees us as blameless because of Christ. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. And because of that, we see that God chose us in love to be a part of God's plan. There's your next word for the world. God chose us. It wasn't that just God chose us so that we could be first in the world, but so that we could be a part of God's plan. Now, what's God's plan? This is one of the most interesting things I think that we find in the New Testament is what Paul says right here in Ephesians. Paul tells us that God lavishes, showers, smothers us, whatever you want to say, with wisdom and understanding so that we can understand that we are a part, and then he uses this word, part of the mystery of God's plan. It was always hidden. We didn't know any of this. No, but the prophets of old didn't know this, what God was up to. And Paul says that God is uniting all in Christ. All people, all nations, all creation, all of it in Christ Jesus. He says in heaven and in earth, making heaven and earth one again. And we are a part of that. You know what that tells me? We are not to be children of dividing. That's not what we're called to do. We're not to divide. We're not to divide. We're to unite. We're to bring together. And this is part of our inheritance. He says it's part of our inheritance. The worst stories I've ever heard that can happen sometimes in families is when father, grandfather, whoever it is, that person dies, and then all the children fight and sue each other over the inheritance because they didn't like the way it happened. But Paul says we are all to receive of that inheritance. Even people that you may not even like, that they are a part of that. And that's a part of what God is doing. And he says that the Holy Spirit in us is the down payment saying that we're going to receive part of that inheritance. All these blessings are the result of what God is doing in our lives in Christ. A young boy, and let me sum it up by sharing this little illustration with you. I think it'll help you to see a little bit. A young boy happened upon an old man who was fishing on the Mississippi River. Immediately, the lad began to bug the aged fisherman with a myriad of questions. Well, with good patience of the ages, the gentleman answered every question. Suddenly, their conversation was interrupted by the shrill of the whistle of the majestic River Queen coming down with the big giant paddle wheel coming down the Mississippi River. The sight of the ship began to surprise, and all the spectators along the Mississippi River began to turn and look as the majestic River Queen came down. Then above all the noise and the paddle wheel and all the excitement that was going on as the River Queen was beginning to pass by, that small little boy's voice began calling out across the river, "Let me ride! Let me ride!" Well, the old man turned to the boy and tried to explain to him, hey, the River Queen was far too important of a ship to stop and give a ride to a little boy, any little boys. The old man's eyes bugged, though, as the boy just kept, "Let me ride! Let me ride!" Well, all of a sudden, The old man's mouth dropped open as the river queen started to move over to the shore and extended out the plank, whatever you want to call it, and let the little boy jump on. He ran right up to the shock of the old gentleman. He ran right up there and he went right up into the top. And then a little bit later on, he came down and he waved to the old man, and the man couldn't believe it. And he said, "Don't worry. I knew it was going to stop all the time because my father is the gentleman running it." My father is the captain. God is our heavenly captain who has pulled over into our world in Jesus Christ. For the world, so that he might bless the world. And we are blessed and chosen because of it. We are part of God's big plan in restoring all things in Christ. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to prepare our hearts this morning as we are going to share together in communion. And if you happen to notice that right there underneath where it talks about our confession, thanksgiving, and communion, you will see our confession this morning. And let me make a few adjustments here as we prepare for communion. And so what we're going to do, if you'd like to join in with us, we always take just a few moments to pray, give thanks to the Lord for those blessings and the grace in our lives, and for what God is going to do through Christ and the Spirit as we share together at the table. And then even in the midst of that, we offer our confession. So let's join together and pray together our thanksgiving and confession. Risen One, as we share at your table today, share your love amid our failings. Raise us to new heights with your forgiveness and mercy, that we may glorify you in all we say and do. Enter our sorrows with grace and hope, that we might be overwhelmed with healing and joy. In your holy name we pray. Amen. We are thankful today and grateful for the faithfulness of God, who extends grace and forgiveness into our lives, no matter where we're at, when we just reach out and call out to Him. Receive of His grace today. Receive of His mercy. Receive of His forgiveness. Receive of His love and joy and healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, I think there's two of the ladies that are going to be helping us out this morning, our deaconesses. So if you will begin to make your way as we prepare at the table. Communion is open for all of us. Jesus invites all of us to share at the table together. You don't have to be a member of this church to receive of it and experience His grace. And as we share together, God bless you. Thank you. On that night, we remember when Jesus took the bread and gave thanks for it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake together this morning. Later, when they were gathered, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it and gave thanks and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, if you can, maybe we'll not want to move around too much, but you can try to shake a few hands, greet one another, give some fist bumps, elbows, whatever. The arm. Greet one another.
Thank you.
You have to flip to the last page there for the benediction today. Let's join together. God's presence is real and alive in our hearts today.
We know knowing that God blessing watches with us.
May the Lord bless and keep us. May the Lord's favor rest upon us and give us peace.
Amen.